Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ravens lose 17-3. Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So do you feel a little better heading in the bye? They didn't get blown out. A lot of us thought they were going to get blown out yesterday. The defense was better. And are you any better vibes about this team heading into the bye?
A little, but I think you could say that it was effectively wiped out by the fact that they lost another game in standings, and now they're 3.5 back of the Steelers. And we know the Ravens probably aren't going to sweep them this year because you got to move heaven and earth to beat a Mike Tomlin team twice in the same season, not including the playoffs, obviously. So, you know, there is some optimism, obviously, with John Harbaugh saying he for sure expects Lamar back for that game against the Bears. There's some optimism, you know, certain guys on the offensive line played better, but there are just so many points on this team that you feel like can be Achilles heels. And, you know, this run defense, which suddenly looked like it, could bow up, is now dealing with Notavius Robinson. The edge rush is just complete nothing for this team. Still no real ability to create turnovers or to avoid turnovers. It's just everything that John Harbaugh has preached about and continues to preach about, they just do not do that great of a job at executing. And, you know, Lamar is the man who can lift all boats in a pretty frantic and fascinating and fast way. But it's just, you know, when you kind of try to do the math looking at the schedule, it's very tough for me to envision this team making the kind of run that it needs to get to a point where you're more than 50% sure that this team is making the playoffs.
There's also the inability to convert in short yardage situations like we saw, especially goal to go yesterday. Jonas, what is so off about them in short yardage?
I think it's just it's a mix of everything. I think you got a sense for just how impressive Derrick Henry was in short yardage last year by the fact that, you know, we looked at the plays from inside the three last year. They didn't, like the three and in, they didn't need Lamar Jackson on any of those. It was Derrick Henry. And I think he got a first down or a touchdown on 10 of 15 runs. And obviously it's a much smaller sample size this year, but they're nowhere near that level of efficiency. They're getting stonewalled regularly. And, you know, the kind of cruel joke about yesterday was that if they kept up with the tush pushes, which I'm not advocating for them to do, then you probably would have gotten a better chance of at least avoiding the negative yardage you got with the Derrick Henry run. Mm. So obviously don't really like what Bob Lilly's given you in short yardage, because he just, I think, struggles to maintain leverage. Voorhees has been, I think he had a good game yesterday relatively, but has just not really been able to blow people off the line in those trench warfare settings like you expect. They certainly missed Pat Ricard. You know, you don't have anyone worrying about what the QB is going to do because it's Cooper Rush in there. And then you just have some defenses who are, you know, maybe licking their chops to take advantage of this Ravens team that in prior games, you know, has not really had the opportunity to kind of wear down these teams by the sheer fact that they're on the field for 35 minutes a game or for 80 plays a game. So it's just a tough look all around. I do think that there will be some positive regression coming with Lamar coming back and this offensive line maybe having some more consistency and everyone just needing a mental refresh. But it's a definite weak spot for this team that they're going to need to get fixed if they have any hope of turning things around.
Jonas, maybe I'm the only one whose warped brain connects dots like this, but I was begging them to sign pass rush forever, and they didn't do it. And then they add Jair Alexander, which seemed to me to be like a even like vain, even by their standards in terms of the secondary. And then he can't get a snap, nor should he get a snap, when they're compromised in the back and they're fighting for their lives. And they trade Oway to get a safety on the field so they could have three NFL caliber safeties on the field because they want to run that stuff. And the guy they trade immediately gets a sack with Harbaugh's brother. And I'm looking at an edge group that's got to be the worst in the NFL. I mean, like, no one's even getting their name brought up. This seems to me to be rock bottom for pass rush for this franchise, which is saying something. Was that not jarring to you watching seven total pressures and none of them come from their edge?
Yeah, and I wrote about just the sheer disparity of the Ravens' investment in their pass rush. Not the disparity of investments, but the results of the Ravens and the Rams' pass rush, because two teams that have followed a very similar path to how they're going to build this thing out when you have a lot of money dedicated to your quarterback. And I believe I looked at the stats from last year. I think the Ravens, even though the pressure numbers weren't great, they still finished second in the NFL because I believe they had the NFL's seventh highest sack rate. And I think coming into week six, they were all the way down to five, number 32, yeah, which is incredible when you bring back Mike Green, when you have Adafi Owe in the fifth year. You know, obviously that number would probably be at least a little bit higher with Nambi Madueke healthier, but you know, Travis Jones is playing for a contract, so they are just doing nothing. And just to follow up on your point about Jair Alexander, Jason, you know, doesn't really, you know, hand wave away a whole lot of the pass rush problems, but he just said that was basically an insurance policy, that with the injuries that the Ravens had been dealing with this in the secondary, in case Marlon aggravated something, in case Kyle tweaked something, they felt like they needed another cornerback there, and they didn't. John was pretty frank saying that they don't really trust on these people as a one stopper. And certainly with the kind of inside power that the Rams running game had shown in previous weeks, they didn't really feel like he would be all that additive to their defensive game plan on Sunday.
We're talking with Jonas Schaefer. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. So Jonas, what did you make of the quarterback switch in this game and John's comments after? And then Cooper Rush said he wasn't aware there was going to be a what did you make of all that?
Yeah, I wasn't there for either QB talking because happened pretty quickly, and I think Cooper's happened before I got in the locker room.
It happened while we were still at the podium. Yeah.
Right. I think just from watching the video that Kevin Richardson of the Baltimore Sun showed me, it seemed like Cooper's indecision was more so about just the idea of him getting benched and not necessarily the fact that there was a plan in place, because that was something that John Harbaugh kind of reiterated at the end of today, like with a look over to Chad Steele, like he felt like that was something that he needed to communicate and reiterate, that there was a plan. And the only reason the Ravens didn't go to Tyler Huntley earlier in this game, in that game on Sunday, was because they were running the ball pretty well and that Tyler Huntley would be the kind of fire starter for the run game if they really needed it. So I don't want to make too much of that one. It might just be a matter of semantics. Again, I wasn't there. I didn't see the questions. I don't think they even put out a transcript for Cooper Rush. And if they did, I'm sorry for overlooking that. But to me, it's not that big of an issue, especially because Lamar hopefully is coming back in the next game.
Jonas, we're about to get into this on the other side, but I find this lead up to the trade deadline so interesting for Eric DaCosta and how he's going to operate, because are you really going to take a big swing when you're 1-5 and maybe you end up picking high? Do you wait until after the Bears game? What do you envision happening in the lead up to the trade deadline for the Ravens?
Man, ask me again after the Bears game. I think it's tough for me to think of anything, to say anything with any certainty. I mean, I obviously read with great interest Jason's reporting in the Post on the trade deadline primer. I think his nugget about Rashad Bateman being on the trade market definitely meshes with stuff that I've heard from secondhand, third-hand sources. So that is interesting. I don't know if there's a dynamic at play there that might be not publicly available right now, but that would be fascinating considering they just gave him two deals in a matter of a very, very short span. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's just tough for me to say. You know, Eric DaCosta is very involved in watching how this team practices. He's very involved in watching how this team plays. He's realistic about wanting to keep this window open as long as possible. And I think for him, you know, it took a lot for him to trade away a second round pick a couple of years ago, but he knew that he was getting back Roquan Smith, the guy who he knew at his peak could be an all pro player and a guy who could really button up that defense in ways that it needed to be. And maybe there's someone out there who he feels can be a similar skeleton key, but teams aren't going to part with, you know, high level pass rushers, not going to part with high level blockers unless their season is absolutely in the tank. And there are just so many teams right now because of the parity in the NFL that feel like they're a win or two away from really being able to energize their fan base and stay competitive. So beyond the tire fire that's in Tennessee, I just don't know how many teams are going to be actively sellers, and maybe the Ravens will be one of them.
It's hard to sort of suss out much about the offense when the offensive line has been so bad and Lamar has, you know, dealt with injury early on. But I still find myself a little bit sort of shocked that the combination of Bateman plus these two move tight ends, and maybe likely still not even close to being right physically, I don't know, but that there's been so little out of them through a third in the season, where this time a year ago, we're talking about on any given down, anybody could be the star in this passing game. And we've now reached a point where it's underneath stuff to Zay, and that's really it.
Yeah, it's an offense that's been hugely disappointing. I think probably the most interesting stat that I kind of happened upon yesterday was, I believe If you take out the defensive scoring in that week two game against the Browns, they have scored progressively fewer points in every game since week one, which is, I guess, you know, the great thing that you can say about this bye week is that they can't lose to anyone, and they also can't go under zero. Although, who knows what might have been the case if Cooper Rush and Tyler Huntley got another game out there. But yeah, you know, they've had opportunities, they've squandered opportunities, they haven't been able to take advantage of teams defending them certain ways. They haven't been able to just pull the levers that made last year's offense so good, even when guys were hurt, even when guys were out or dealing with things. So it's not been a year where anyone on this offensive staff, I think, has covered themselves in glory. Certainly not Todd Monken. And think about just all the guys whose career has maybe been put on hiatus based on the kind of rocket ship trajectory that we thought they were on, considering all the momentum that we thought would be continuing over into 2025. It just hasn't happened. That's a bummer for them, but you know, this is the bed that they've made, and they've just got to figure out a way to move forward. And maybe Lamar, again, is the straw that stirs this drink. And we'll be talking about Bateman going for 5 catches for 80 yards and Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews combining for 140 yards. But it's really tough to have faith like that based on the results that we've seen so far.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the bye week.
Yeah, enjoy your bye week.
Hey, real quick, how about Loxley? Not the same old Terps. What do you think?
Yeah.
Isn't it exactly the friggin' same old Terps?
Delusional. Absolutely delusional.
You ready for James Franklin?
Oh, my God. I don't know if he's a... That would be even more of an attitude.
Yeah,
I think coming off the Loxley.
Jonas, you're the best. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, T-Bone.
When's that Coppin game down at? When are the Terps host Coppin down at the arena? We got to figure that out.
First week in November.
We're gonna be down there for that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think Sunshine's helping us out with that. T-Bone time. What you got?
Yeah, we'll get into what I just asked Jonas. How does Eric DaCosta handle this lead up to the trade deadline? We have a poll up on IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. You can weigh in next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.